I remember bringing a book about sex to one of our rehearsals. And then when I asked one of my friends to read a chapter about orgasm, umiyak siya. I'm like, why are you crying? And apparently all that time, all she had been feeling was pain during sex because she had zero knowledge about about that. And so I'm like, oh my God. How many more are there like you na hindi alam yon?
Hi, welcome to Middle Me, the podcast about Filipina female sex and pleasure after 40. I'm your host, Anna P. Santos. This episode is part two of my interview with Mirza Sison, the former model who traded the lights of the runway for the glossy pages of Cosmo Philippines. Now, Mirza's a podcast host and lifestyle coach. Mirza is a constant shapeshifter, reinventing herself and living her best, fun, and fearless life. A lot of that has to do with her sexual confidence and being comfortable with the idea of sex just being another part of life. Mirza talks to us about building sexual confidence all throughout your life and at every life stage. Okay, Mirza at 16, what were you doing then and what was she thinking? What was she like?
16?
Yes.
I was in college, third year college in UP. First boyfriend.
Ooh. At 16.
So, but I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18. Because I knew so much about what could get me pregnant that I was segurista. I didn't want the same fate happen to me as I saw in others. In fact, I wrote a short story about it called The Frog Test.
You still have that short story?
Yeah, it's gonna be part of my first collection of short fiction.
Wow.
And it's about a pregnancy test. Yes, I'm halfway done. I'm trying to finish a collection of short fiction.
What was your relationship like with your sexuality?
Okay.
What was your relationship and views about sex?
Right. I was surprised to know that I was, I guess, different from the rest because I was just, you know, parang feeling ko normal lang, but apparently not. Maybe if we rewind back to my childhood, as a very curious child, and this is a realization that I only made this morning. Maybe the fact that I did not go to Catholic school, but rather to a progressive Montessori grade school, a science high school, and UP Diliman, all of which were co-ed, really helped. So maybe I did not look at sex with shame or stigma that maybe somebody who was raised that way might have. So science high school pa, di ba? So parang it's just scientific. And maybe also because I read a lot as a child, my dad owns book sale. He's owned it since 1980, so I had a lot of access to every kind of reading material from women's magazines, including Cosmo, Miss Magazine. I was reading Miss Magazine as a teenager. I don't know if you remember Sassy, which was like a very woke teen magazine. I even had access to Erotica. So if you read that much, you learn about all kinds of perspectives and ways of life around the world. You're not limited to a bubble where people just have mores and attitudes of a certain type. And so maybe in my mind, I was like a citizen of the world and I imbibe those values and attitudes. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And that's why I felt like, but this is normal. Doesn't everyone think this way? Apparently not. So I knew early on that sex was a basic, healthy, biological, and human need. And you know, I didn't grow up being taught that it's shameful and sinful and dirty. So maybe I was liberated from those constraints.
And even family-wise then, it was also very open and non-judgmental?
My dad was, but my mom still very Catholic, although she did not, maybe in her own subtle ways, she would show disapproval. Like I remember there was a close-up commercial and for the first time, the couples in the close-up commercial, parang sila William Martinez pa yata yun, kissing on the lips. And then I remember being so kilig by it. And my mom got angry. She's like, napaka-immoral naman ng mga commercial. So parang mga ganang hear it lang, but no like overt shaming or, you know, nothing traumatic or damaging.
So it wasn't intimidating to be like the head of Cosmo and leading a legion of other shy Filipinas, being fun and fearless and female?
For sure it was intimidating, but maybe again I was fueled by the fearlessness of youth and yeah. I had a join lang ng join spirit, which I learned in the modeling world. So in the modeling world, our game mentors then, ang motto nila, join lang ng join, diba? Whatever opportunities there are, beauty contest, join, or audition for TV commercial, join, whether you're qualified or not, don't overthink things, it's an opportunity, join, carpe diem, seize the moment. So for me, oh my gosh, this is such a great opportunity. I'll just say yes. Bahala na how I'm gonna do it. I'll learn it along the way. So that was the parang carpe diem fearlessness of my youth that I'm trying to bring back. So, and maybe I was fearless because I knew my why. By then, I had already had a mission to empower the Filipina in all aspects of her life and also, importantly, her sexuality.
Coming up next, Mirza looks back on her days as a runway and magazine model. In this glamorous world of women who made it their job to dazzle and ooze with confidence, Mirza was constantly looked to and asked for, well, sex advice. Here, Mirza shares her best sex advice about how masturbation is an act of self-love and how empowering it is to know how to give yourself pleasure.
When I was a model, I think modeling also gave me the confidence of self-expression. In the modeling world, it was an asset to be sexy and project sexual confidence, di ba? Hindi pwedeng maging manang in the modeling world. Kasi you have to ooze confidence, di ba? So I met a lot of very sexual confident women. I had many Samantha type gurus who were sexually empowered and they were reveling in their sexuality. So I also kind of became the person my friends would ask for sexual advice. I remember bringing a book about sex to one of our rehearsals. And then when I asked one of my friends to read a chapter about orgasm, umiyak siya. I'm like, why are you crying? And apparently all that time, all she had been feeling was pain during sex because she had zero knowledge about about that. And so I'm like, oh my God, how many more are there like you na hindi alam yon? So parang that early pa lang, that was my early 20s. I thought, oh my gosh, people have to learn. Wala ba kayong ano, access to book sale?
Kasi wala pa yung internet nun.
Wala pa silang turuan or else they're just gonna have painful sexual lives.
Yes.
Right. It keeps coming back to discovering masturbation. And I don't even know what age, maybe as a child. And learning about masturbation, cultivating and owning my own power to give myself pleasure. I think learning how to orgasm.
But as a child, you didn't know what that was yet as a...
Yes, but when I knew, it became a regular activity throughout my teens and throughout my life. And it's so important.
It's another act of self-love.
Yes. I think that's what they don't tackle in self-care. They have a daming workshop on self-care. I think they should get a part of that.
You've always been a shapeshifter, you know, from computer programmer to model to editor-in-chief. Now, you have your own podcast, and you're also is it life coach, development, talent coach? Is it
now? Executive coach, yes. I took a course, and I just got certified as an executive coach, and I'm accumulating enough hours to get international certification, but it will take a while. But the podcast, so parang, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. And then Naomi Campbell, gumawa siya ng YouTube series where she's interviewing former models. And I'm like, pinaplano ko yan ah. Baka sabihin, ginaya ko siya. Ginawa ko na. Kahit wala akong alam. Like, I used a lampshade. I didn't have a mic. I didn't know what to do. Ginugol ko lang. It's nangyari.
Pero dami mo podcast. May
I know
years, may...
Yes. Basta ginawa ko lang siyang habit. I was doing it thrice a week. I don't know how I did that, but I did. Before I knew it, I had 100 episodes.
Wow, 100 episodes now.
And it's so easy to quit because the views were so small, unless they were big artistas or Vicky Bello or whatever. But ang laki ng discrepancy nung pag big star, parang 50,000, ganyan. Pero pag super minor, 100, ganyan. But I just kept on doing it. And then eventually, the video live streams, I've recycled them into Spotify podcasts, na audio only. So everything you see on Spotify is just rehashed from 2020. I just remove the parts that will date it, like merong mga audio clips na, paano yan, wala pang vaccine, I'll remove that lang. Yes. Kasi evergreen naman yung mga tips.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm thinking of also. At some point, it's just going to be, work.
Right, and
these conversations need to happen. And to think like, this is when I feel like, oh, aren't you supposed to be exposed? Aren't you supposed to be educated? But I still feel like that 6-year-old girl who was told that, no, you should be this, you should be that. And if you're not, you are not a good woman or a good person.
Yes. My work is not done. I feel like I have many more Filipinas to help empower. And I'm trying to... get into the confidence coaching niche because I feel that Filipinas and Filipinas in general need help in that arena. A lot of us don't develop enough confidence to assert ourselves or speak up or even chase after dreams. There's a lot of, I think, negative conditioning in childhood. Not to generalize, but I think most children are brought up to learn what they cannot do instead of what they can do. Diba? Parang, ay, wag ka dyan. Ano, mahuhulog ka. Or wag yan, mahirap yan. Diba? Instead of saying, kaya mo yan. Okay lang yan. Kaya mo yan. So I'm trying to be that cheerleader in the lives of... hopefully as many Filipinas and Filipinos as I can.
Pero totoo, no? I mean, just listening to you, I was thinking of all the times and of all the, I have heard or have been told that things are too big for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And therefore you should just stay in this place.
Right, right, right. It's very negative and not encouraging. So, yeah, I mean... I've had so many career incarnations, and I think my parents have already given up on like dissuading me from What? Itatapon mo yung computer programming for modeling? What? Bakit? Diba? And then with every incarnation na naman, ha? Ano naman gagawin mo? Mapapagod din sila.
But does being in control of your sexuality also have something to do with the confidence of reinventing yourself and chasing after your dreams?
For sure. As I quoted Amy Jo Goddard, right? To be whole as a sexual being is to be whole as a human being. So the confidence to fulfill your biggest dreams means maximizing your potentials to the fullest as a human being. And that includes having a fulfilling sex life, if you so decide to do so, because you mentioned the choice of people who are asexual. So there.
So Mirza, is it ever too late? I'm sure you're gonna say no, but is it ever too late to reinvent yourself?
What do you think? I'm on my 100th incarnation, so no. Diba? I think, I'm sure the pandemic has all shown us that we could die tomorrow. So every minute, right? Life is so short and so unpredictable. So be as happy as you can until then. And if you're not fulfilled in your career or sexual life or love life or relationship, then find out why not and try and make it better.
So what would the Cosmo girl be like as a midlifer? Ito na ba yun? Tayo na ba yun?
Maybe let's all join hands and make a concerted effort to erase the stigma of midlifer as a term. Mm-hmm. I think enlightened, still trying to be the best she can be in every aspect of her life, but maybe more rooted in reality and kinder and more compassionate to herself. She'll be undeterred by social expectations and norms about age. She's not going to accept all these timelines constructed by societal norms, like at the age of 25, kailangan mag-asawa. At the age of ganyan, mm-hmm. kailangan X number of anak. At the age of ganyan, what else? Meron ng house and lot and car or whatever milestones are what you're being pressured to follow. No, she won't conform.
Talagang so, write your own.
Yeah, story. Right. Write your own, make your own narrative and live life on your own terms and not anyone else's. So I think also it's important to harness, di ba, when we're young, we're so fearless because we're ignorant. Di ba? Hindi natin alam. Wala namang mawawala when you're young. But then I have realized that the more you achieve in life, the more fearful you can become of change because you have so much to lose.
Yes.
And I experienced this in my last reinvention, diba? Parang, oh my gosh, if I reinvent myself into this persona, will people say, nako, bakit siya nag-pivot to that when she already had this and that and this and that? So we must try to be as fearless as we can, as we were in our youth, and not be afraid of failing and not overthink things, and definitely really try not to think anymore of what people will see. IDGAF again.
And can you imagine a lifetime of that? No. And I love how you keep on just, yeah, join lang and join.
Yeah, may tendency though to be scatterbrained about it, but wala, I'll just, you know, bahala na, I'll just do what I can when I can, and then hopefully something will come out of it. I think I said it in another podcast. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other, hoping it will become a thing. And if you consistently keep doing that, before you know it, it becomes a thing. The baby steps become a thing.
I needed to hear that, I think. I mean, like, you look like you're so put together.
No, I'm not.
You're doing so much.
My back's in disarray.
How did she manage to do all of that? And do it well? You know, I guess it's one thing to do a lot of things, but to do it well. So, yeah, I've always looked to you for like, okay, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, it's not easy with ADHD. So I guess ADHD makes you also dip your toe into many oceans. So there are many unfinished things, but yeah, one day matatapos rin lahat.
As the quintessential Cosmo girl, Mirza was always chasing after her goals. There were two things that Mirza never saw herself as, though, and that was being a wife and mother. She gave in to being a wife, but doesn't regret the decision not to have children.
Mirza, you've also like been very vocal about your choice not to have kids. In a society like ours, which prizes motherhood and just expects women to just, that's part of your life that you have to go through.
For sure.
Was it hard for you to come to that decision? And then also, like, did you ever have to defend it?
Right. I don't know why it wasn't hard. Women come to me saying that they're pressured. What did they say? How do they ward off nosy titas? And when I tell them about my experience, it's very hard to explain that I made up my mind, I think in high school, I decided, I don't know if I wrote it in the yearbook, that my ambition was to see, or maybe the second part was private na lang. My ambition was to see the four corners of the world and to never be a wife or a mother. Parang saan nang galing yun, di ba? Teenager na lang. Kakabasa ng Miss Magazine siguro. No, but then, I knew at 21 that motherhood was not for me. It was not something I dreamt of or aspired to be. I had friends who said, I'd rather die than never be a mother. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, grabe. For me, like, so shocking, but maybe for others, that's like a normal desire. Maybe it had something to do with the fact that I was the eldest of three other siblings, and I took care of them from a young age. I had a working mom, and so as early as age eight, nagpapalit na ako ng diaper ng mga siblings. And I was really like the mother junior at home. And so, I don't know, maybe na-burned out ako sa kakatimpla ng gatas, kaka-change ng diaper. But I decided that it's not necessary. I don't need to be fulfilled as a mom. Or I never dreamt of a dream wedding with a gown and everything. Maybe because I became a model. A lot of women maybe, they fantasize about weddings because it's like their chance to shine, for the spotlight to shine on them. And maybe when you're a model, every day is like your wedding day.
Yeah, that's true, right? All eyes, it's every day is a day when all eyes are on you.
Right. It's just a job for me. But then, yeah, I think a lot of women maybe focus needlessly on the wedding rather than the marriage, but that's maybe another episode. So going back to your question, was it hard for me to defend? I never saw the need to defend. I would get comments like one time, I think I was 33. I was in the gym locker room after having showered, and then this fully naked Marites was saying, may boyfriend, may asawa ka na, wala. May anak ka na, wala. Sayang ka naman. And I'm like, sayang ako, bakit? Sayang yung ganda mo, tsaka talino mo. Natawa lang ako. Parang, in my mind, no need to be defensive kasi, in my mind, ignorant lang siya. She doesn't know that it's a viable life option to not go for those things. So there's no need for me to rationalize. Parang, what's the biblical saying? Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they are saying.
Yeah, that's
I was not invoking the Lord, but parang I would just meet these comments with laughter or understanding. Like, I understand where they're coming from. Their cultural conditioning is not the same as mine. They did not read the same feminist reading material, so they're unenlightened. But I have no time to defend myself because I have to go to work. Bye.
I'm so mature about this whole thing. I love it.
It's just like I just dealt with them with humor. I would also, like when I got married, I got married at the age of 42, which is like very late by Philippine standards. I would have, I guess, well-meaning friends who would accost me and say, "Bakit ayaw mo pang mag-anak? Your time is running out. You're 42. Pwede pa yan. Pwede pa yan. I know a good doctor." I'm like, "Ayaw ko mag-anak. Bakit?" They're so shocked. And parang, explain na naman ba ako? Huwag na lang. So, kung napaka-personal naman ang question mo, and then I would leave. Kasi parang, what for?
Pero so, ganun lang. Nga, ang patient mo nga to even like...
I think kung hindi mo papatulan, it's just a waste of your time. Unless you really want to enlighten them, which I'm sure they don't want to be enlightened. Diba? If it's a serious question like, should I have children or not? Then you take the time to help them see your way. But if it's somebody whose mind you can't change, IDGAF na lang, parang hindi naman niya maintindihan eh, wag na lang. So I just maybe channel that energy into my creative output or into the information I could give to others on a larger scale rather than to a nosy tita or Maritas.
In doubt, IDGAF. Yes. When you don't know what else to say, IDGAF na lang.
Which was never in my plans. I had a gay best friend named Jer Isaac who passed away. And I thought if I never get married, I'd be perfectly happy to have JR as my BFF for life. And he has a dog. We lived in the same building. I think I would be very happy. But I met Andre and then he ruined my plans. So he was a bonus. He was not a necessity or a goal. Mm-hmm. So when I met him, I just had this yearning to marry him and be with him forever. But had he not come along, I don't think I would have felt like my life was diminished in any way. It enhanced it, but it did not. The lack of a husband would not have diminished it, I think.
And I think that's the way we should look at things, right? Everything.
I mean, what if you had a husband and he died and you became a widow? Then you're still also not with a husband. right.
Oh, I kind of feel that. I love having these conversations. They're more for myself too, to be honest, than also other listeners, just to open up the conversation about the ugliness, the awkwardness, the messiness of this life stage. I don't remember seeing narratives about women in midlife when I was 20 or 30.
Right.
And I want younger women to have that kind of outlook now, or that kind of just information for them.
Right. I get so many DMs on Instagram about, "Hey, I heard your podcast guesting in whoever's podcast, and I thought, pwede pala yun, 42 nung mag-aasawa? Pwede palang walang asawa at in your 30s? So, sino man nagsabing hindi pwede? Mommy ko! Oh my God, 2021 na, 2020 na. Bakit yun sinasabi ng mommy mo? Nakakainis talaga yung mommy na yan. So, you would look to me as, oh, bakit siya pwede? So, you know, we help in that way, that there are people who exist and, you know, show that they're fulfilled and happy, whatever their life choice is. It doesn't have to be only a certain lifestyle or life choice.
Alternative life choices can be equally happy.
Right. And we don't need to brand them actually as alternative, but normalize the gamut, I think.
Oh, yes. Actually, yes.
Like in the picture of a family now is different now from mother, father, child. Diba? Now there's like father, father, mother, 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 father.
What would you tell your younger self, Mirza? What you know about what you know now about sexual empowerment, sex and pleasure that you wish you knew in your 20s? Baka wala na. I think you knew everything already. Reading those, you had access to books. Yeah.
It's not just technical knowledge, right? It's also a lot of, well, this one applies to every aspect, not just sex. Although knowledge is power, stop overthinking. And know that everything will be okay as long as you know yourself and trust that you have the intelligence, the knowledge, and the life experience to make good decisions, right? No decision is wrong as long as you did your best when you made a decision and you've come from a place of good judgment. And there are no wrong or right decisions, just what is right for you at the time. So there, and I think that applies to your sexuality too. So if we're always, you know, our tendency is to compare our physical appearance with that of others, compare our sexual lives with that of others. And it varies from person to person, from couple to couple. Every situation is different. Every sexual history is different. The things that two sexual partners are going through in life, they're all different. Maybe they're stress factors that impinge on the fulfillment of sex as to the standard that you hold it to, but maybe you shouldn't compare, right? And, you know, if you don't overthink and just trust that, no, everything is okay. What you're going through is what you need to go through. And I guess then you won't be so stressed out. Note to self.
I remember you saying that also in one of the podcasts I listened to. You said that everything that you do is a dot, something like that, a dot.
Yes. Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs quote, you can only connect the dots moving, looking back and not moving forward. Because in all the decisions that you make on a daily basis, when you connect all the dots, you can see how they make sense in the end. But you can only connect them looking backward. You don't know what's to come yet. But if you trust that everything you're doing, you're on the right path, when you look back, you won't regret because one thing will lead to another. So I certainly did not map out my life or plan my life, not even being editor of Cosmo or choosing to marry at 42. I didn't, right, plan that, but it all happened. It all made sense. So just trust it. We're okay. We're where we need to be. It's easier said than done, but I think we'll unburden ourselves from so much stress. And I'm such an overthinker, so.
So dot lang ng dot, join lang ng
dot. Yes, join lang ng join, dot lang ng dot.
And connect the dots later on.
The dots.
Thank you so much, Mirza.
Oh, thank you.
That was part two of our episode with Mirza Cizon. I think you'll agree with me when I say that Mirza is a master shapeshifter, but always fun and fearless at every stage of life. I've been thinking a lot about Mirza's many reincarnations. Maybe life wasn't meant to be linear. Maybe it's meant to be lived out in fragments, in chapters, in episodes, or, like in Mirza's case, in different reincarnations. So much of the confidence you need to take on whatever version of yourself you want to be is being comfortable in your sexuality and being in touch with your erotic self. Life's major decisions are all anchored on your sexuality, who you choose to love, if you choose to marry, if you choose to have kids or not. Be fearless in making choices that are right for you, not what others think is right for you. Keep moving forward. At any age, the dots will connect themselves later on. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Middle Me, the podcast about Filipino female sex and pleasure after 40. I'm your host, Anna P. Santos. You can find us wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Till next time, keep connecting the dots and keep listening.